Baba's Avyakta Murli, 22nd January 2023. Revised date is 25th November 1993. Become souls who are embodiments of knowledge and experiment with knowledge in order to achieve easy success. Today, the bestower of blessings and the bestower of knowledge is seeing his children who are jnani and yogi souls. To what extent has each one of you become an embodiment of knowledge and yogyukta? Have you just become instruments to listen to and speak knowledge? Or have you become embodiments of knowledge? Have you become those who have yoga according to the time, or do you constantly have a yogi life? That is, are you naturally and constantly yogyukta and yuktiyukta in every action? When anyone asks a Brahmin soul whether he is jnani and yogi, what will he say? All of you are jnani and yogi souls, are you not? Are all of you this? To be an embodiment of knowledge means that every thought, word and action would be powerful. Anything wasteful will have finished, because wherever there is something powerful, there cannot be anything wasteful. Just as light and darkness cannot exist together, so knowledge is light and anything wasteful is darkness. At the present time, the attention you have to pay is to finish anything wasteful. The main thing is to make the seed of your thoughts powerful. If the seed of your thoughts is powerful, then your words, actions, and relationships automatically become powerful. So, to be an embodiment of knowledge means that every moment, every thought, and every second is easily powerful. All of you have become yogi souls, but when it comes to every thought being naturally yogyukta and yuktiyukta, it is number-wise. Why is there a number? Since the bestower is one and the method is the same, why is there a number? Bapdada saw that all of you have become yogis, but you experiment to a lesser extent. All of you are clever at having yoga and conducting yoga. Would any of you say that you don't know how to conduct yoga? Just as you are capable of having yoga and of conducting yoga, in the same way, you have to become yogi and make others just as capable of experimenting with yoga. This is known as a yogi life, a yogyukta life. So, there is now a need for a life of this experimentation. Do you experiment with all the specialities that you know and speak of as a definition of yoga? First of all, check yourself to see to what extent you have become one who experiments with transforming your sanskars, because your elevated sanskars are the foundation of the creation of the elevated world. If the foundation is strong, then everything else is automatically guaranteed to be strong. So, check to see that your sanskars do not deceive you at a time of need. No matter how much someone, something, or any situation tries to transform the elevated sanskars of a soul, for a soul who experiments with yoga, nothing can shake that soul or make him ordinary from being elevated. It should not be that the situation was like this, that that person was like that, or that the atmosphere was like that, which was why you changed your elevated sanskars and made them ordinary and wasteful. Would you call such a soul one who experiments? If you are not able to use the power of yoga at the right time, what would you call this? So, first of all, check your foundation. To what extent have you become one who experiments with yoga at the right time? If you have not yet become the transformers of your own sanskars, how would you become the transformers for the new world. The first sign of a soul who experiments is that he will constantly be victorious in his experiments with his sanskars. The second sign is that by experimenting with yoga, he will be victorious over any situations that come through nature. From time to time, the upheavals of nature also attract yogi souls to themselves. At such a time, do you experiment with the method of yoga? Does nature not influence a yogi soul, an elevated soul, sometimes? You are Brahman souls, the most elevated souls, and nature is therefore a servant of you most elevated souls. What would you say if the master comes under the influence of the servant? Nowadays, matter in the form of facilities and salvation influences the most elevated souls. Their yogi lives are based on the facilities and equipment. If they did not have as many facilities or as much equipment, then neither would they be so yogyukt. This is known as being influenced. Facilities and instruments automatically appear in front of the spiritual endeavor of a yogi soul and a soul who experiments. Let the facilities not be the basis of your spiritual endeavor, but it is your spiritual endeavor that automatically brings the facilities to support you. This is known as being a soul who experiments. So, check to what extent you have become victorious in transforming your sanskars and in being victorious over any influence of nature. The third sign is to be victorious over the vices. The five vices are a poisonous snake for others, but for you yogi souls who experiment, this snake also becomes a garland around your necks. Even today, devotees worship and remember the memorial of you Brahmins and Father Brahma in the form of the bodiless Tapasvi Shankar. Another memorial is that this snake becomes so subservient to you that it becomes a stage on which you dance in happiness. When you are victorious, what do you experience? What is your stage at that time? You dance in happiness, do you not? So, this stage, that is sthiti, should be visible as a stage, that is, to dance on. Inner awareness is also called a stage. One who is victorious over the vices in this way is known as being one who experiments. So, check to what extent you are one who experiments. If you do not experiment with yoga at the right time, if you do not attain success with the method of yoga at the right time, would you call it the right method? Time shows its fast speed from time to time. Division, irreligiousness, and extreme degradation are quickly increasing in every field. At such a time, it is necessary for there to be a fast increase in the use of yoga and an increase in success by using the right method. So, the basis of claiming a number ahead is the easy method of being one who experiments. So, what did Bab Dada see? Instead of having a fast speed at the time of experimenting with yoga, you have an ordinary speed. Now, increase this speed. What will happen then? By using the right method, you will experience yourself to be embodiments of success. Even today, people continue to experience successful through your non-living idols. It is because you became embodiments of success by using the right method that your memorials have continued. You are not those who have occult powers, but those who have success by using the right method. So, do you hear what you have to do? You do have everything, but to experiment with it at the right time and to be successful in that experimentation, is known as being a soul who is an embodiment of knowledge. Such souls who are embodiments of knowledge are extremely loved and extremely close. Acha. To those who constantly experience elevated success by using the method of yoga, to the souls who transform the world by transforming their ordinary sanskars to elevated sanskars, to the victorious souls who are conquerors of matter and conquerors of the vices, to the souls who experience the speed of experimentation to be fast, to those who are embodiments of knowledge and are yogyukt, love, remembrance and namaste from Bap Dada.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
On 24th November, after the surrender ceremony of two Kumaris, Dadi All-Rounder left her old costume at 10 p.m. at night and went into Bap Dada's lap. On the afternoon of the 25th, the cremation ceremony took place. In the evening, after speaking a murli, whilst meeting the Dadis, Bap Dada spoke these elevated versions. You continue to see a variety of games within the game. You enjoy watching the game as a detached observer, do you not? Whether it is a celebration or whether someone leaves the body, what do both seem like? Just a game within the game. It even feels like a game, does it not? Just as a game finishes in its own time, in the same way, whatever happened finished easily, and so it feels like a game. Each and every soul has his own part. To receive good wishes from all souls, to receive good wishes from each and every soul is the success of the fortune of souls. So, for what happened, what did you see? A game or a death? On one side, you saw the alaukik wedding. And on the other side, you saw the game of someone changing their alaukik costume. But what did both of these seem like? A game within the game. Is there a difference? Is there a difference in your stage? Was there a difference in observing the alaukik wedding and the alaukik changing of costume? Was there a change of waves or not? If you observe the game as a detached observer, then each one has his own method. To become a conqueror of attachment easily is the success obtained by using the method of yoga over a long period of time. So, you saw how someone became a conqueror of attachment. You saw the game of dying easily. So, what was the significance of this game? To be even beyond the consciousness of your body. Whether due to sickness or in an accurate way, at the end, nothing else should attract you. This is known as changing your costume easily. So, what do you have to do? To become conquerors of attachment, you should not even remember your centers. The teachers are sitting there. You should not remember one of your students or one of the things belonging to your centers. You should not remember something that you have set aside. To be detached from all and loved by Baba, you have to be free from all sides in advance. Is it like this? Or do you take support from some sides? Let there not be any attachment to anything other than your destination. Acha, Bap Dada meeting Dadi Nirmal Shanta. Do you like the gathering? There is special beauty in the gathering. Everyone's vision goes on all of you with so much love. However much service there is, that much service has to take place through the body. In whatever way, the body will continue to work. You now know how to work with the body, do you not? It is working well because you have the Father's blessings and everyone else's too. You have to remain happy and share happiness with everyone else. What else is there to do? Everyone is so happy to see you. And so you are sharing happiness, are you not? You are eating and also sharing. Each one of you is an image that grants visions. Everyone's vision falls on the instrument's souls, and so you have become images that grant visions. Acha. Personal meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada. 1. The basis of Brahman life is remembrance and service. According to the Dharma, all of you have received a chance to do service in Brahman life, have you not? Because the basis of Brahman life is remembrance and service. If remembrance and service are weak, then it is just as when your body is weak and it has to be pushed with medicine, does it not? In the same way, if the foundation of remembrance and service in Brahman life is not strong, if it is weak, then in Brahman life you will sometimes move fast, sometimes slow, and sometimes with a push. If you have cooperation, if you have company, if the circumstances are there, you will then move along, otherwise you would become slack. This is why the special foundation of remembrance and service has to be always powerful. Both have to be powerful. There is a lot of service to do, but if you are weak in having remembrance, or if you are very good in having remembrance but weak in doing service, then also there cannot be a fast speed. There has to be a fast speed in both remembrance and service. Both have to be powerful. So, are both powerful, or is there a difference? Is it that sometimes there is more service and sometimes there is more remembrance? Both have to be together. Remembrance and altruistic service. Not service that is selfish. But if there is altruistic service, then it is very easy for you to become a conqueror of Maya. In every action, even before the action is completed, you will always be able to see the victory. You will experience such firm faith of victory being already guaranteed. If Brahman souls do not have victory, then who would? Would it be of the warriors? It is the victory of Brahmins, is it not? There will not be any question marks. I am doing it. I am moving along. We will see about it. It will happen. It has to happen. There won't be such words. I don't know what will happen. Will it happen or not? Are these words of faith? It is remembered that an intellect that has faith is victorious, is it not? It is because it has happened in a practical way that it is remembered. The sign of an intellect having faith is guaranteed victory. For instance, when people have power of any type, whether it is of their wealth, their intellects, their relationships and connections, they have the faith that this is not a big deal, this is nothing at all. You have all powers. You have the power of wealth, or is it that the millionaires have the power of wealth? The greatest wealth is this imperishable wealth, which you always have with you. So, you have the power of wealth. You also have the power of intellect. You have power of position. You have all the powers that are remembered in you. Do you have them? Or do they sometimes disappear? Experience these to have emerged in you. Let it not be, yes, I am a child of the Almighty Authority, someone with all the powers, but I do not experience that. So, are all of you full or a little empty? Achieve success at the right time using the right method. Let it not be that it doesn't happen on time and you have the intoxication that you have many powers. Never forget your powers. Continue to use them. If you know how to use these for yourself, you can also use them for others. Do you Pandavas have power or do you sometimes get angry? Do you get a little angry? Do you get angry when someone else gets angry? Do you get angry when someone insults you? This is like saying that you are defeated when an enemy comes. Do the mothers have a little attachment? Let the Pandavas always have the happiness emerged in them of being victorious every cycle. At any time when the Pandavas are remembered, then together with the word Pandav, victory will also come in front of them, will it not? Pandav means victorious. What is the significance of the story of the Pandavas? It is victory, is it not? So, you are victorious every cycle. Let this intoxication emerge, not be merged. Acha. 2. In order to receive respect from everyone, be humble. Do all of you experience yourselves to be elevated souls, who are a few out of multi-millions, and a handful out of that few? Or is it that a handful out of a few are others? Or are you those? So, each soul has so much importance, that is, each soul is so great. However great each one is, the sign of greatness is that they are just as humble as they are great, because they are constantly full. For a tree, it is said, the more laden with fruit a tree is, the more it bows down, and so humility does service. Just as the bowing of the tree does service, and if it is not bowing, it will not do service. So, on one hand, there is greatness, and on the other hand, there is humility, and those who are great receive everyone's respect. If you are humble, others will respect you. No one will give respect to those who have arrogance. They will run away from such a soul. So, whether someone is great or humble, the sign of that is a humble person will give everyone happiness. Wherever they go, whatever they do, they will bestow happiness. In this way, check how great you are. Let whoever comes into contact or a relationship with you experience happiness. Is it like that, or do they also have sorrow? If humility is lacking, you will not then be able to give happiness all the time. So, do you always give happiness and receive happiness, or do you sometimes cause and take sorrow? Okay, you do not cause sorrow, but do you take it? You start feeling, and so you took it, did you not? If you feel something, a little, that is taking sorrow, is it not? However, if someone gives something and you do not take it, then that depends on you, does it not? What would someone who only has sorrow give? He would only give sorrow, will he not? However, your duty is to take happiness and give happiness. Let it not be that someone is causing you sorrow and you say, what can I do? I didn't cause sorrow, but the other one caused me sorrow. You have to check what you have to take and what you mustn't take. You need to be clever in terms of what you take, and this is why it is remembered of Brahman souls, children of the ocean of happiness, embodiments of happiness, bestowers of happiness. So, you are souls who are embodiments of happiness, bestowers of happiness. You have left the world of sorrow. Have you stepped away from it, or is it that you have one foot in the land of sorrow and one foot in the confluence age? It isn't that your intellect is still pulled there a little, is it? The foot is not there, but a toe is still left there. Since you have left the land of sorrow, then you mustn't take sorrow or cause sorrow. Acha. Blessing. May you become a ruler of the globe and play an all-round part like the father with your flying stage. The father is the all-round actor. He can be the friend as well as the father. In the same way, those who have the flying stage will be able to play a perfect part whenever there is a need for service to be done. This is called being an all-round flying bird. They will be free from bondage and will go wherever there is a need for service to be done. They will be embodiments of success in all types of service. Such souls are called rulers of the globe, all-round actors. Slogan: by keeping the specialities of one another in your awareness, be faithful and the gathering will become united. Acha, Om Shanti.